कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रसाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमः विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रसाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमः विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रसाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने कृष्णप्रसाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवीं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमस्ते सरस्वती देवीं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेश नमस्ते सरस्वती देवीं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमस्ते गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेश नमस्ते सरस्वती देवीं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेश जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाध श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाध श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाध श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद
श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Go Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe. Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavana Shri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohana Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavana Shri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohana Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavana Shri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohana Shyama Kunda Radha Kundam Giri Govardhana Kalindiye Muna Jaya Jaya Mahavana Govardhana Kalindiye Muna Jaya Jaya Mahavana Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जना 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 यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारी यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जना यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जना यमुना तीर Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയചരണമാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹാരാജ് ശ്രീല പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് ജയം നിതിലാപ്രേ സ്വാമിഷുപാദ പ്രഹംസ പരിവ്രാജാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തിസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹാരാജ് ശീല പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവ വൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് നാമാചാര്യ ശീല ഹരിദാസ് ഠാക്കൂർക്ക് പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് ശ്രീ ശ്രീരാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ട ഗിരിഗോവർദ്ധാനിക്ക് വൃന്ദാവൻധാമിക്ക് മായപൂർധാമിക്ക് മധുരപുരിധാമിക്ക് ജഗന്നാഥ്പുരിധാമിക്ക് ദ്വാരകാപുരിധാമിക്ക് ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് ഗൗർ പ്രേമനന്ദി. ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ദി അസംബിൾഡ് ഡിവോട്ടീസ്, ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ദി അസംബിൾഡ് ഡിവോട്ടീസ്, ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ദി അസംബിൾഡ് ഡിവോട്ടീസ്, ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ്, ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ശ്രീ ശ്രീ ഗുരു ആൻഡ് ശ്രീ ഗൗരൻ, ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ശീല പ്രഭുപാദ നമഃപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനി നാമിനി നമസ്തേ സരസ്വദേവം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണി നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശധാരിണി. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവദേ വാസുദേവായ, ഓം നമോ ഭഗവദേ വാസുദേവായ, ഓം നമോ ഭഗവദേ വാസുദേവായ. സംസാരസാഗരേ മഗ്നം ദീനം മാം കരുണാനിധേ കർമ്മഗ്രാഹ്യഗൃഹീതാംഗം മാമുദ്ധര ഭവാർണവാൽ. ശ്രീമൽഭാഗവദാഖ്യോയം പ്രത്യക്ഷ കൃഷ്ണമേ വഹി സ്വീകൃതോസി മയാനാഥ മുക്ത്യർത്ഥം ഭവസാഗരേ. മനോരഥേ മദീയോയം സഫലാ സർവദാ ത്വയാ നിർവിഘ്നൈനൈവ കർത്തവ്യം ദാസോഹം തവ കേശവ. ഭവേ ഭവേ യഥാ ഭക്തി പാദയോർസ്തവ ജായതേ തഥാ കുരുഷ്വ ദേവേശ നാഥസ്ത്വം നോ യദ പ്രഭോ. മാമ സംകീർത്തനം യസ്യ സർവപാപ പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖശമനം തം നമാമി ഹരിം പരം. ജന്മാദ്യസ്യ യതോന്വയാദി തരദ ചാർത്തേഷ്വഭിജ്ഞസ്വരാൾ തേനേ ബ്രഹ്മഹൃദ യ ആദിഗവയേ മുഹ്യന്തിയൽ സൂരയം. തേജോ വാരിമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര ത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷ ധാംനാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസ്തകുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി. ധർമ്മപ്രോജ്ജിത കൈതവോത്ര പരമോ നിർമ്മത്സരാണാം സദാം വേദ്യം വാസ്തവമത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം. ശ്രീമൽഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനി കൃതേ കിം വാവരൈരീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യതേത്ര കൃതിഭി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭി തൽക്ഷണാൽ. നിഗമകൽപ്പതരോർഗലിതം ഫലം ശുകമുഖാതമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിബത ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം മുഹുരഹോ രസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാ. സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നുമാം യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം അനുപേദം അപേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈപായനോ വിരഹകാതരമാജ്ജുഹാവ പുത്രേതി തന്മയതയ തരവോഭിനേതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിം ആനദോസ്മി യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖിലശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപം അതിതിതീർഷദാം തമോന്ധം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനും ഉപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയിൽ കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കലവേണു കൊണിതാദൃദാനനെന്തോഹം മമ വാജി വിജൃംഭതാം മുരാരേ മധുരീം കണികാഭി കാഭികാഭി നമാം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്തസ്വാമിൻ ഇതി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതീ ദേവീം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശതാരിണി ശ്രീമൽഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദഭ്യം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജസ്ത്രീണം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശാ യാസാം ഹരിഗതോദ്ഗീതം പുനാദീഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദപരമാണവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിതചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദഗീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായം അതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശ മനിഷം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണു ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യപരം ബ്രഹ്മ ഭാസദാം പുരതോ മമാം മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ഓം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധികായ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ So, last Sunday, we were discussing this chapter, 24th chapter of 10th Canto, which is the chapter related to Krishna's lifting of Govardhana Hill. In that chapter, we have read up to the verse number 28, where Krishna was talking to Nanda Maharaj and all the other elder members of the family of the cowherd men. Very respectfully, Krishna told them that how the offering should be made to Govardhan Hill and not to Indra. So Krishna has spoken about it, and accordingly Nanda Maharaj asked Krishna that what are the special offerings required. Krishna has given a list of items what is required, and Nanda Maharaj made arrangements with the other cowherd men to prepare all those dishes, and everything was prepared and brought into the top of Govardhan Hill. Somewhere on the top of Govardhan Hill, where there was a little flat space, they have brought all the offerings and kept it there. And that is where this whole incident is happening. So Krishna has brought everybody together to that place. On Krishna's request, Nanda Maharaj told everybody to come there with all these preparations, and they have kept it, everything in large quantities. The complete list, as Krishna requested. Samyava Poopa Shashkulyaihi, that Samyavam, Poopam, Shashkuli, and so on and so forth. Number of items mentioned there in the previous verses, along with plenty of milk, yogurt, dahi, everything, and whatever fruits it was available, they were also brought there. So this the offering for Gordana Hill is going to start now. And it was at that point that you will see in the verse number that Krishna told everybody that you should all dress up nicely and prepare yourself for a parikramam or pradakshinam of the Gordana Hill.
Swalamgrada buktavandaha sonilitaha suvasasaha pradakshinam jagurida govipranala parvadan.
Then we have to make pradakshinam. Pradakshinam and parikramam, they are the same. Then it's circumambulating the Govardhana Hill. Along with what? Together, all together. Govipranala parvadan. Then all the cows and the brahmanas and the old people, they all together, we have to make this parikramam.
Sunam krida buktavandaha sunuliptaha suvasasaham.
That plenty of the cows were fed very well so that they don't complain. They were looked after nicely. And then, along with brahmanas and everybody, they started making this parikramam.
Edan mama madam dada kriyadam yadiro chade ayam go brahmanadrina mahyam chadeido makam.
That if we do like that, that will please all the cows, the brahmanas and myself. I'll be very pleased if we do things like this. And this is what we require to do. And now you can do whatever you like. This is how Krishna is. Krishna will never put anything. He doesn't force anyone to do anything. Always Krishna, as you will see with Bhagavad Gita also, while speaking to Arjuna, Krishna says, this is how the situation is. And ultimately Krishna says to Arjuna, yathe ichasi tatha kuru. You can do whatever you like. This is how Krishna spoke to Arjuna. It's the same thing here. Also, he told Nanda Maharaj and all the other cowherd men that this is the situation, that we should worship Govardhana Hill properly and we should make this parikrama altogether. Now, we don't have to do anything with Indra. Indra has nothing to do with the rain. This is my opinion. Now you can do whatever you like. Krishna's words.
Shri Shuka Uvacham Kalalpana Bhagavadam Shakradarpam Jigham Sada Proktam Nishamyananda Adhyaha Sadvagrahananda Tadvajaha.
When Krishna said like this, time personified, that is Kala Swarupi,
Kalalpana Bhagavada,
Krishna is the time personified, Shakradarpam Jigham Sadam, he wanted to crush the ego of Indra. That was in Krishna's mind.
Proktam Nishamya Nandadyaha.
And Krishna spoke like this, Nanda Maharaj heard all these things.
Sadvagrahananda Tadvajaham.
Now how did Nanda Maharaj receive with great respect? He accepted all these instructions from Krishna.
Tathaja vyadadu sarvam yadaha madasudana vajayitva swastenam taldravyena giridvajan.
That whatever Krishna has spoken, accordingly Nanda Maharaj has organized everything. And at the end, arranged the for the pradakshinam or for this circumambulation with the for the giri or for the Govardhana Hill along with the brahmanas, and all the dravyam what was required for that was brought forward, and what for sustainam. Sustainam means for punyaham. Punyaham means basically what means is that purificatory processes from the Vedic point of view performed before performing even deity worship or before performing any other offerings for the Supreme Lord. There has to be what is known as the purificatory process. It is in the process of deity worship. It's always done very respectfully by the brahmanas. The individual, the pujari himself, purifies his own mind and body. Then he purifies the area surrounding that. And then he makes the offerings to the Supreme Lord. So this purificatory, swastenam, is a part of that.
Ubhakritya balin sarvana dradayavasam gavam gothanani puraskritya girichakru pradakshinam.
Then very respectfully they made all the offerings, and after that they kept the cows to go in the front and they started moving in behind them for the parikramam. They started
anam sinnadu dyuktani de charyukhya salam kridaha gopyascha krishna viryani gayande sadvija shishaham.
That it was at that time that many people, older people, complained to Krishna that we can't walk all this such a long distance. Krishna said, there is no problem. You can get into the bullock carts and travel. And what happened when they were making the parikramam, all the cowherd boys and the gopis,
They were actually glorifying Krishna. Gopyascha Krishna Viryani Gayandiha Sadvijashishaham. But they were glorifying about Krishna's greatness. Glorifying Krishna was the enjoyment that the gopis were having when they were all such a nice community, all happily traveling, very peacefully, listening to what Krishna was telling them, do like this, and they'll do along with that. And they were making the parikrama of Govardhana Hill along with Krishna. And this was the scene we are in.
Krishna Swanyadamam Rubam Gopavishambhanam Gadaha Shailosmi Dibruvan Bhuri Balimada Brihadvabhum.
It was then that, when they finished that, they wanted to see, now they wanted to make the offering. At that time, Krishna stood there in front of a nice rock and said to them, my dear Govardhan, please come and accept our offerings, humble offerings. Like this, Krishna says. So when Krishna said that, the rock broke up into, from the middle, it broke up. And from inside, a very huge personality came out from inside the rock. And when they came out, Krishna looked at everybody. Look, previously for so many years you have performed sacrifice for Indra. Did he ever come to receive any of your sacrifices? So this is what Krishna was saying to all the people there. All the cowherd boys and Nanda Maharaj were amazed by, surprised by this personality who came out. And the personality came out with a full dignity. He started speaking. He started saying to them, I am Govardhana Hill. And Sri Shivan says here in the Bhagavatam that when this personality came up, he started looking at him very closely. When he looked at, he saw a little baby inside Krishna standing there. Nobody else noticed that. Only Sri Shivan has seen this. So it was no one else than Krishna who came up from inside in this huge form of Govardhana Hill. When he came out, the first instance he said, I'm extremely pleased with your offerings. Please keep bringing everything what you have. And he sat there. The very, very smart cowherd boys, who are very smart young boys, they were very active, just like sometimes you see, sometimes in the Janmashtami times, some young men, they become very active and full of energy to do the service. So the same way, our cowherd boys also, very enthusiastic, they brought a big leaf in front of Govardhana to serve the feast. So they started serving and he kept eating it. And one after the other, everything that was prepared was emptied. All the pots completely got emptied. When it got emptied,
Tasmai namo Krishna sanyadamam rupam gopavishrambhanam gadaham Shailosmidi bruven bhuri belimadada brihadvabhum.
That Shailosmidi bruven bhuri belimadada brihadvabhum. This huge form Krishna has taken. He says, Shailosmidi, I am this Govardhana Hill.
Bruven bhuri belimadada brihadvabhu.
Bring my belly, bring all my offerings to me. That Shailosmidi bruven bhuri belimadada brihadvabhum. Saying this, Govardhana started eating everything. And when everything was finished,
Esho avajanado martyan kamarubi manaugasam handi asmai namasyama sharmane altmanogavam.
Then when Esho avajanado martyan kamarubi manaugasam, Krishna says to them that before this personality go away, we should all pay our obeisances to him. And what else he say?
Andi asmai namasyama sharmane altmano gavam.
For the welfare of ourselves, for the welfare of the cows, and for all our happiness, we should pay our obeisances to him. Krishna says,
Esho avajanado martyan kamarubi ivanau gasam.
Because we live in this forest, and he is protecting us in this forest from everything else. So we have to pay our respects to him. Krishna says,
Iti adrigo dvijamukham vasudeva pranodidaha yadha vidhayade goba sahakrishna prajam yayom.
Then, encouraged by Krishna, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the mountain for the cows as well as for the brahmanas, they have made this amazing sacrifice. And after that all the cowherd boys, they started going back to Gokulam, to their houses with Krishna. That was what was happening. At the same time, while before disappearing, Govardhana Hill personified, Govardhanam has told them that after eating everything what was offered,
The cowherd boy started looking at each other. Now what can we offer? He has eaten everything. Whatever the quantity was cooked, the whole feast was eaten. Can you imagine? You go for a feast and one person comes and eats the whole feast and everyone else stands there and looking at it. So this was more or less the situation. So our Govardhana Hill personified, he took the whole feast and then he says to them that now I'm not feeling hungry anymore, but I'm feeling thirsty, he says. So they brought all the yogurt and milk, everything. Whole milk was drunk and the whole yogurt was drunk. And he still said, I'm still little more hunger, a little more thirsty, he said. So now we have to get the water from Kalindi River. That's the nearest place where he could get some water. So they were going to bring some water from Kalindi River. That time, Govardhana Hill told them, there is no need to bring any more. I'm pretty satisfied with whatever that's been offered. I'm going to rest now. That's my next agenda, program in the agenda. When I'm going to rest. But whenever you need, you can call me. I'll be there to help you. And he blessed everybody there. And as just like he came out from the mountain, from the rock, he went back to the rock. The rock split again. He went inside and the rock got closed down, closed back again. So Sri Shukan is watching all these things, standing seeing this whole scene. And he has been thinking about it. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this particular form of Govardhana Hill, actually very attractive form also for Sri Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami says that in the next chapter you will read this. What happens there is what was happening in the this benediction, what was given by Govardhana Hill to the cowherd boys and to the gopis.
Shri-Shuka Vajam Indrasthadalpana Pujam Vijnaya Vihadam Rupa Gopibhya Krishnanadobhyo Nandabhis Chukovasam. Then Indrasthadalpana Pujam Vijnaya Vihadam Rupa Gopibhya Krishnanadobhyo Nandabhis Chukovasam.
Somebody went and reported to Indra that this Krishna has stopped all the sacrifices for you. And Nanda Maharaj is listening to him and hearing his instructions. He has stopped all the sacrifices for you. And Indra heard about it and got very, very upset.
Ganam samvartagam nama meghanam chandakarinam Indra prajodayal kruddho vakyam cha heshamanyudaham.
Indra became very angry, very, very angry. And not only he got angry, he started, because of his anger, he immediately called for the Samvartaka clouds, a group of clouds under Indra's control, and told them to go and destroy Gokulam. That was the instruction Indra has given.
Ganam Samvartakam nama meghanam cha andagarinam Indra prajodayal kruddho vakyam cha heshamanyudam.
And Indra's thoughts, Sri Shukan is making fun of Indra here.
Aho, Shri Madamahalpyam, Gopanam Kananaugasam, Krishnam Martyamubashritya, Ye Chakrur Devahelanam.
Look at this Krishna's arrogance, Indra is thinking.
Aho, Shri Madamahalpyam,
selling this butter and milk and cheese, they have got some money. And by now, look at their arrogance, this Nanda Maharaj and his people.
Aho, Srimada Mahalpyam, Gopanam, Kanana Ogasam.
Indra is saying, they live in the forest and this is their mentality. And some or the other, they have made, got some wealth. Aishwaryam has come to them.
Aho, Srimada Mahalpyam,
look at their pride that has developed from that.
Krishnam, Martyamubashratyam, Ye Chakrurdeva Helanam.
Who is Krishna? He is just an ordinary human being.
Krishnam Martyamubashritya E Chakraur Deva Helanam.
And hearing these Krishna's words, they started insulting us who are demigods. And we maintain them and they are insulting us like this. Look at their arrogance. Krishna, Indra is saying like this.
Aho Srimadamahalpyam Gobanam Kanana Ugasam Krishnam Martyamubashritya E Chakraur Deva Helanam. Yadadrade Karmamaya Ikratabirnamana Onibhai Vidyuam Anvikshikim Hitva Tadirshandi Bhavarnavam.
He is giving an example that sometimes people perform sacrifices, Vedic sacrifices. And then after the sacrifices are performed, that he has not developed any spiritual knowledge, Brahmavidyam. Or prior to that,
yathadadai karmamaye kadabhirnamanao nibhai.
Then he is thinking, I performed all these sacrifices, I should be released from the cycle of birth and death. He starts thinking like that, without any knowledge behind it. In other words, spiritual knowledge is necessary before going back home, back to the spiritual world. Unless that realization comes, it is not possible to cross the ocean of material world. And that is the established fact also. But sometimes people, after performing Vedic sacrifices at that time, some people thought like this, that they could go back home now to the higher planets. Look at their arrogance. It is similar to that Indra says here, that this arrogance that these gopas or the cowherd boys have shown.
Vajalam balisham stabdam ajnyam panditamaninam krishnam martyam ubashritya govame chakrura priyam.
And look at the foolishness of this. At least Krishna is a young boy. Okay, he may not know everything. But look at this grown-up men like Nanda Maharaj and all the other cowherd men.
Vajalam balisham.
That big talk they do, and also their childishness, not have any knowledge at all. Ignorant, so ignorant they are.
Vajalam balisham stabdam ajnyam panditamaninam.
Although there is no knowledge, thinking themselves to be very knowledgeable. And no humility at all. Indra is saying like this.
Stabdam ajnya panditamaninam krishnam martyuvashritya gobame chakrura priyam.
And all these cowherd men, hearing these Krishna's words, they have insulted me. Indra is saying like this. Listening to and Sri Shukana is mentioning here.
Esham Shriyavaliptanam Krishnenadmaida Aidalpanam Dhunada Srimadastambam Pashunaida Samkshayam.
If they have such a pride in them, whatever the pride they have developed due to their aishwaryam or to their their wealth, whatever that is, they have developed like that. I'm not going to allow this because they have a big pride in them, and at the same time they also have this feeling that Krishna is going to protect them. These feelings are in their mind, and that is why they have decided to do like this.
Dhunina Srimadastambam Pashunnaida Samkshayam.
I am going to destroy all their wealth. What is their wealth? All these cows. I'm going to destroy them. This is what Indra was thinking at that time.
Aham Jairavadam Nagam Aruhya Anuvraje Vrajam Marulganair Mahavirir Nandagoshta Jigham Sayaham.
That I am going to climb onto Airavadam, the elephant, and I am going to come there straight away, and along with the Adishtadra Devada. Adishtadra Devada means the predominating deity of the wind, the Vayu. I am going to travel with him because they are all under the control of Indra. So Indra was saying to them that they should also go along with him and create disturbances there so they can see Krishna is going to do about it.
Marulganair Mahavirir Nandaghoshta Chikam Sayam Shri Shugavajam Itham Magavadatyapta Megha Narmukta Bandanaha Nandagogulamasare Pidayam Asurojasam.
That when Indra arrived there on the scene, that he has released these powerful clouds who created so much thunder and lightning, and at the same time they destroy with the heavy rain, they really given a lot of trouble and try to destroy the Nandagogulam, Nanda Maharaj's family there altogether.
Nandagogulam asare pidayam asurojasam vidyodamana vidyulbi stananda stanayitnubhi tivrai marudganair nunna mavushur jala sharkaraham.
Then very powerful winds have started blowing.
That tivrai marudganair nunnam bavarshur jalasharkaraham.
That it started raining also very heavily, and the powerful thunder, and also at the same time strong lightning. All this was happening at the same time.
Suna stula varshadhara munjal sabhreshva bhishnasha jalauke plavyamana purna drishyada natonnadam.
That is the word. Stuna stula varshadhara. The rain was like a pillar. It was coming down. So big drops of rain. That is what was just like a pillar. It was coming down from the sky.
Stuna stula varshadhara munjal sabreshwabhishnasham.
Then Because of that, everything started getting drowning started. Everything started getting immersed in the water. And after some time, they could not see everything. In the heavy rainy season, just like when the heavy rains happen, everything gets flooded and the whole land was covered with water.
Atyasaradivadena pashavo jadavevanam gopa gopyascha sidartha govinda sharanam yayum.
And because of this extremely heavy wind that was coming down from there, and they were also feeling a bit of shivering. It was a bit cold also, and they were shivering also because of the wind.
Gopa gopyascha sidartha govindam sharanam yayum.
All the cowherd men as well as the gopis, they went up to Krishna and took Krishna's shelter and started looking at Krishna. The cowherd boys as well as the gopis.
Goba gopyascha sidartham.
They were shivering also because of the rain as well as the wind, the cold wind that was blowing.
Govindam sharanam yayu.
They took shelter of Krishna.
Shirasudam shagayena prachadhyasara pididaha vevamana bhagavada padamulam upayayum.
Even the cows came up and because of the heavy rain, even they were feeling a bit shivery. And at the same time, they were trying to cover their calves because the cows have that so much affection for the calves. They were trying to cover the calves because they were too small. They couldn't withstand the rain as well as the cold wind. And they also came and took shelter of Krishna. So the cowherd boys have come, the cowherd men has come, the gopis have come, and now the cows have also come to Krishna for the shelter. And their mood at that moment.
Krishna Krishna Mahabhagam Twanadham Gogulam Prabho Tadumarhasi Devan Kubida Bhaktaval Salam.
They were saying to Krishna, Krishna Krishna Mahabhagam Twanadham Gogulam Prabho, that you are our protector, you are our shelter.
Krishna Krishna Mahabhagam.
Because in so many instances previously, they were sheltered by Krishna from so many other difficulties. So by now, they were taking completely shelter of Krishna. Krishna, they knew that Krishna will protect them somehow or the other from all the other disasters as well. That's why that prayer is mentioned here.
Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga Tunnatham Gogulam Prabho Tradumarhasi Devanam Kubida Bhaktavalsala.
The Bhaktavalsala, O protector of the devotees, please protect us from this situation.
Shila Varshanibadena Hanyamanam Ajedanam Niriksha Bhagavan Mene Kubidendra Kradam Hari.
At that time, Krishna started thinking that we have to, this is coming from Indra. Indra has started some funny business now, and I have to do something about it. Krishna also thought like that.
Kubidendra Kradam Hari.
This has agitated Krishna's mind. That's what it means.
Kupidendra kridam hari apartyatulbanam varsham adivadam shilamayam soyage vikades asmabhi indro nashaya varshadim.
At that time, Nanda Maharaj and others comes up to Krishna and says to Krishna, we have done everything what you have told us to do, but it looks that Indra has made up his mind what he is going to do. So they said to Krishna, Indra nashaya varshadi. I think Indra wants to destroy us. That is why he has started this and he is going to destroy us. So they said to Krishna, Indra nashaya varshadi. So what did Krishna say? Indra nashaya varshadi. Krishna also replied back in the same way. What does it mean? When Nanda Maharaj said Indra nashaya varshadi, he meant that Indra has come to destroy us and that is why he has started this rains. When Krishna said Indra nashaya varshadi, Krishna meant that he has started this rain for his own destruction. That is what he meant. So the words are the same. Indra nashaya varshadi. Nanda Maharaj says, Krishna says, Indra nashaya varshadi. Krishna also answered back the same thing to Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj probably did not understand what Krishna was saying. So Krishna meant, yes, Indra nashaya varshadi, absolutely no doubt, he said.
Tatra pradividhim Indra nashaya tatra pradividhim samme atmayogena sadhaye lokeshamani nam maudhyal dharishe shrimadam tamam.
Then I have to rectify this situation, Krishna thought, because Lokapalas, like Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Brahma, all the Ashtadikpalas, they are all actually the people who have been given this job by Krishna, has given them these positions. And their duty is to maintain these universes. These different universes have got separately Indra and the other demigods also. They are all being given this position by Krishna's arrangement. The Supreme Personality has given this authority to them. Now, after getting the authority, if they start thinking that we are the boss, then what's going to happen? So Krishna said, that is not fair. They need to be properly trained about this, taught about this. So Krishna has made up his mind at that time.
Tatra prativyam samyak atmayogena sathai logeshamani nam audhyal dharishye srimadam tamam nahi salbhava yuktanam suranam isha vismaya matto sadam manabhanga prashamayovagalpadeem.
Actually, demigods should not become proud. That was Krishna's point of view. Why should the demigods become proud? After all, they have been given this position because of their goodness. That is how they got to that position. Now, after obtaining that position, if they become proud, that's not a good thing. Krishna says, Nahi salbhava yuktanam suranam isha vismayaha. That these demigods, they are actually surprising to me that they have started acting like this. Mato asadam manabhanga prashamayovagalpadeem. That maybe I should insult them a bit. That may help them and improve their state of consciousness. Because when the ignorance comes and that pride develops inside, Krishna would not like to see that happening to the devotees also. So because out of compassion for them, Krishna decided that pride should go.
Tasmal macharanam goshtam mannadham malparigraham gopaye aswalpayogena soyamme vratamahidaham. Therefore, tasmal macharanam goshtam.
Therefore, these people, these cowherd boys, and these cowherd men, and the gopis, and these cows, who have taken my shelter,
mannatham malparigraham,
they have taken my full shelter, and I am their only shelter. They have no other shelter. They have taken my shelter.
Gopaye svalpayogenam svayamme vradamahidaham.
I have to protect them. Who else will protect them? Krishna thought like this. And on my own way, I am going to protect them, Krishna decided.
Ittyuktvaigena hastena krutva govardhana chalam dadhara lilaya krishna chatragamiva balakaham.
Saying this, Krishna started looking at them, and at that time, the hill started rising from the ground.
Ittyuktvaigena hastena krutva govardhana chalam dadhara lilaya krishna chatragamiva balakaham.
Just like Krishna was thinking like this, at the time Govardhana hill started rising from the ground. And when it rose further, Krishna put the fan behind it. With the left hand, he started putting the finger and started showing as though he was trying to lift the hill. But for the cowherd boys and the cowherd men, they started thinking that how can Krishna, a 7-year-old boy, could lift a huge, massive hill like this to such a height. Krishna said to them that, don't worry, the hill is going up. I'm only trying to stop it from going up further. And saying this, held the hand there. And the hill was going up, and Krishna started asking everyone to come down there. When the hill went up, there was a huge place there, area there, where it was excavated, and Krishna started requesting them to come there. And the Shishugan says their example here, that during the rainy season, after the rainy season, normally you will find these mushrooms will come up in the ground. So sometimes children go there, pluck these mushrooms and start saying, I got an umbrella to hold. They'll play like this. So exactly like that, Krishna was playing with this Govardhana hill. He says here,
that dadhara lilaya krishna chatragamiva balagaham adaha bhagavan gopan e amba tada vrajaugasa yathobajosham vishada girigartham saghodhanaham.
So why don't you move into this pit, what has come out now, by the hill has moved up, the Govardhana hill has moved up. He started inviting everybody, cowherd boys, all the gopis, and his father, and all the other residents of Rajam. And everyone was invited to move into this pit where the hill has gone up.
അതാഹ ഭഗവാൻ ഗോപാൻ ഹേ അംബ താതാവ്രജസ യഥോപജോഷം വിശദ ഗിരിഗർത്തം സഗോധനാ നാസമിഹവ കാര്യോ മധ്യസ്ഥാദ്രി നിപാതനെ വാദവർഷഭയേനാലും തത്രാണം വിഹിതം ഹിവാം.
You don't have to be frightened that the hill is going to come down. I am holding it properly, Krishna is saying to them. 7-year-old Krishna is giving the comforting them that the hill is not going to come down and you will be protected from the rain and the wind if you come underneath this, underneath the Govardhana mountain. That is what Krishna said to them.
Vadavarshabhayena alam tatranam vihidam hivam.
I will protect you, he said, the mountain is not going to come down.
തഥാ നിർവിവിശുർഗർത്ഥം കൃഷ്ണ ആശ്വാസിതമാനസാഹ യഥാവകാശം സദന സവ്രജാ സോപജീവിനാഹ.
Then, as soon as Krishna said that, all of them moved into the pit where the hill has gone up. And some of the cowherd boys started thinking that they should also help Krishna to hold the mountain because Krishna may not be able to handle it alone with one hand. And they said that after some time, Krishna may start feeling the pain. So apparently some of the cowherd boys started feeling some poles and started giving support for the mountain from the bottom. And all kinds of things in order to help Krishna.
Tada nurvimishurgartam krishna ashwasidamanasaha yadhavagasham sadhana savraja sobajivinaha kshutradyadam sukhabeksham hitvadair vrajavasibi vikshamano dadhavadrim saptaham nachalalpadal.
That... This whole thing lasted for 7 days. It says here,
Saptaham na chalal padal.
7 days they didn't have to eat, they didn't have to sleep, and they were standing underneath this Govardhana hill, protected by Krishna. And that is how that
Saptaham na chalal padal.
For 7 days this scene carried on like this.
And at that time, Krishna Yoga Anubhavam Tam Nishamendrodi Vismidaha Nistambod Brashta Sangalpa Swan Meghan Sanyavarayal.
That by now, all the clouds have finished their energy. They have no more capacity to shower anymore. So at that time, Indra started getting a bit worried. Indra started thinking now, who is this Krishna? He seems to be a little bit stronger than what I thought. And he started discussing there with others. So discussion, naturally, demigods, Indra. This Indra has got one nature. That due to this, although demigod, very well respected by everybody, but at the same time, sometimes Indra gets his act wrong. He starts making wrong decisions like this. So it was one such instance that Indra has made a wrong decision. Now he found out that have I offended Krishna? He started thinking like this. So he is actually a good person, a good-hearted person. His consciousness is good. But sometimes, due to sometimes influence of Rajogunam, he start thinking like this and start taking such decisions. So in this instance also, what happened to Indra was that two personalities came up to Indra and told him that it is better that you now go and pay your respects to Krishna. Otherwise, you are going to be in serious trouble. The two personalities who came to him was, one was Agni and the other one was Varuna. Varuna is the control of the water and Agni is the fire. So these two predominating deities of fire and water, they came up because they are all Indra's associates. They came up to Indra and told him that perhaps you should do one thing. You should go and see Krishna and apologize to him, ask for forgiveness. Indra has a lot of pride. Indra finds it very difficult to do such things. So he thought he will discuss with Brahma, if Brahma can do something about it. So he went up to Brahma. But Brahma, strange enough, did not tell Indra, only 10 days back I've just come back from there. And I had enough of the whole scene. Never mentioned one word. Kept quiet about the whole scene. What happened? So Brahma is saying to Indra, you should go. I cannot help you because you made the decision. You should pay for it now. I can't do anything about it. But although he said like that, he didn't tell him that, oh, I just come back. You just read the chapter 14. That is where all these things happen. My wonderful prayers to Krishna. You should have read that before you had done all these things. But you didn't do that. You've gone and done your own decision. Sometimes this happens People make some decisions, wrong decisions. After things have gone wrong, they'll come to others and say that this has happened, what shall I do now? So this is the same thing. Indra is like that. Actually, Indra is not a very offensive personality, but Indra has always this fear that I am in control of these three planetary systems, isn't it? In this upper, particularly the upper planetary systems, he is in control of the heavenly planets. Is anyone working hard to get rid of me from here? This fear is always in Indra's mind. So in this instance also, Indra had this kind of thoughts going through his mind, and when he saw that, people in the you see, for demigods and all that, we are like worms here in this earthly planet. They don't consider human species as somewhat particularly very advanced civilization. Let's put it that way. They don't consider us a very advanced civilization, because comparatively, the pleasures in this world is relatively very small compared to what is available in the heavenly planets. So you see, in this world also, according to the standard of life, you will start saying that they are more advanced. Like America will say, America is very advanced because the standard of life is very high. So exactly the same type of mentality exists in the heavenly planets also. They don't consider America or Europe or any other country in this world very advanced, because as far as they are concerned, their economy is better than our economy here. So based on the same economic thing, reasons, the heavenly planets also, people residing in the heavenly planet also doesn't think very high of us. Not only that, as far as the bodily features are concerned, this human body full of rajogunam, that is the product of this human body, full of ignorance also, no knowledge of the Vedic scriptures. So because of all these things, we are more or less like an outcast for them. That's how they treat us. There's nothing we can do about it also. So they say that the Indra for a moment thought that these human society who are supposed to perform sacrifices and offer it to us, they are acting like this. So suddenly these thoughts came through Indra's mind and he decided to punish them. So that's all what happened. And in that process, unfortunately, he committed this offense to the Supreme Personality, Krishna. So naturally, Krishna also thought, demigods are supposed to be in the mode of goodness. They shouldn't feel proud about it. So Indra should not feel proud, and Indra should also be taught a lesson, Krishna decided. So all these things have happened, the result of that. Of course, if you remember, previously, when the Brahmanas were performing sacrifices at that time, the Brahmanas' wives, they offered, brought the prasadam and offered to Krishna. Brahmanas didn't go or didn't go to see Krishna. Not only that, when the cowherd boys came and begged for prasadam, they didn't even offer prasadam to them. When all these things happened, actually Krishna did not feel offended by the Brahmanas, because who should have taught them when they were performing sacrifices? It was Indra's duty to tell them that to go and make the offering to Krishna. But instead, what did Indra do? He sat there nicely on his throne without saying anything to them. That Krishna has come. Who is Krishna? Indra should have known that. But instead, Indra did not instruct properly. Therefore, Krishna decided to teach Indra a lesson. And that was the result of all these things. So, you will see here, Saptaham na jalal padal Krishna yoganubhavandam nishamendro divismidaha nistambo brashta sangalpaha swan meghan sanyavarayal. Then Indra stopped the cloud now. Kamya brahmudidadityam vadavarsham chadarunam nishami oparadam goban govardhanadaro bravil. By now, the sun came out and the rain and the wind has fully stopped. And Krishna said to them, Niryadatya jadatrasam goba sastri dhanar bhadaha uparada vadavarsham yudha prayaschanim nagaham. Then you can come out now from this pit where Govardhana Hill has come up. You can come out from there and all the rain has stopped and the rivers are also not flowing anymore. Full, they are also drying up, so it is safe to come out. Krishna told them, told everybody to come out. Gova, Sastri, Dana, Arbhagaha. To the children, to the cowherd boys, to the gopis, everyone start coming out. Tadaste niryayur gova som samadhaya godhanam shakadoto bhagaranam stri balastavira shanehi. So according to Krishna's instructions, when they all came out, taking out all their belongings, everything, the gopis and others came out from there.
Bhagavan abhidam shailam swastane purvaval prabhu pashyadam sarva bhudanam sthapayama salilayam.
When this has happened, Krishna now decided to put the Gordon Hill back in its position as before and put it back. Sthapayama salilayam. It was just like a childhood pastime for Krishna when he put it back.
Tam prema vegan nipradavrajaugasau yatha samiyu parirambhanadhimi gopyascha sasneham apu jayan muda dadyakshadad bheryuju sadashishaham. Tam prema vegan nipradavrajaugasau.
When all the cowherd boys and others, they felt extremely protected by Krishna's this particular act of lifting Govardhana Hill. So all of them assembled together and started blessing Krishna and also glorifying him and congratulating him at the same time.
Gopyascha,
especially the gopis, sasneham, with a great happiness and with a great love. Ma pujayan muda dadhi akshadadbir yujus sada shisham. And in the normal way, they started worshipping Krishna and started making the offerings to Krishna.
Yashoda rohini nando ramascha balinam vara Krishna Malinga Yuju Ashisha Sneha Kadaraha.
Same time, Yashoda Devi, Rohini Devi, Nanda Maharaj, Balaram, everybody, they embraced Krishna and expressed their gratitude to Krishna for lifting the Govardhana Hill, and they showed their affection to this little 7-year-old boy, Krishna.
Divi Devagana Sadhya Siddha Gandharva Charanaha Tushta Gurmamujas Tushta Pushpavarshani Parthiva.
From the sky, other demigods have now come to their senses. They all realized who is Krishna. So they decided immediately to shower flowers on Krishna and keep Krishna satisfied.
Tushta Gurmamujas Tushta Pushpavarshani Parthivaha.
Siddhas, Gandharvas, Charanas and all the demigods, they all assembled together and did this.
Shankadundu Bayonedu Divi Deva Pranodidaha Jahu Jagur Gandharva Vadaya Stumburu Pramukha Nrupa.
At the same time, conch shell was blown in the sky, and at the same time, Gandharvas started singing in their veena on Tumburu. And at the same time, all the women from the heavenly planets, they started dancing also at the same time.
Tadonuraktai Bashubai Parishrido Rajan Sagoshtam Sabalo Brajadhari Yatha tatha vidhanya sakradani gobiga gayandam eyur mudida hrudis prashaham.
That this particular experience in this chapter has completely shaken their mind. Who? The cowherd men and the gopis. They started thinking, who is Krishna? This thought started coming to them very strongly. That is why you find here,
tatha vidhanya sakradani gobiga gayandyam eyur mudida hrudis prashaham.
That they were constantly singing the glories of Krishna. Only few days ago, when the gopis were praying to Kartyayani Devi, they would like to have Krishna as their husband. Now they started thinking, we didn't know anything who Krishna is. We were thinking he is just like one among us. And we were thinking, because of that, we were praying to Kartyayani Devi to ask Krishna to come as our husband. But now what will happen? This thought started coming to these young girls, the gopis, they started thinking like this. And they all went back to Gokulam, singing to their respective houses and to respective houses and thinking about this Krishna's unusual activity. And that is why in the next chapter you will find that
Shri Shugavajam Evam Vidhani Karmani Gopa Krishna Sevichyade Tadadvira Vida Praju Samabhetya Suvismidaham.
Cowherd boys, gopias and others, they have noticed this extraordinary activity of Krishna, and they started looking at each other, and in wonder they started speaking also.
Balagasayadani Karmanya Talbudha anyway, Kadamarhatya Saujanam, Gramya Shalpa Jugupsidam.
Who is Krishna?
Balagasayadani Karmani Atyalbudhani Vai.
All their Krishna's activities are extremely wonderful. We don't have any capacity to do any such thing here. But how come such a personality has come and taken birth among us? And that is what the cowherd boys were, such simple people. They were thinking, the cowherd men, they were talking to each other, why he has come and taken birth among us? Grameshu atmajugopsidam. We are not very advanced and civilized in that way. We are ordinary simple people. We live in this forest. And our occupation is also not a very advanced occupation. And normally they would have expected that Krishna will come and take birth in a Brahmana family or in a very elevated family. But we are not such people. Why Krishna has come and taken birth among us? And then the discussion between them about all Krishna's pastimes, what they started discussing. What all wonderful activities Krishna has done in the past.
Yasaptahayano bala kurainegena leelaya kadam vibhral girivaram pushkaram gajaradivam.
7-year-old Krishna, saptahayano bala, what has he done?
Kurainegena leelaya.
With one hand he has lifted kadam vibhral girivaram pushkaram gajaradivam. Just like an elephant plucks a lotus flower from the lake. Exactly like that, Krishna has lifted, with such a ease, he has lifted this Govardhana hill, who is only a 7-year-old boy, Krishna.
Tomena milida chena pudanaya mahaujasa pidastana saha prane kalene vayastanoho.
That when he was still younger, smaller, he killed Pudana, who came to feed Krishna with poison on her breast. And Krishna has sucked her life out from that body.
Hinnododaya shayanasya masyasya charanaudak anaupadav divairyastam rudada prabadahadam.
Still when he was grown up, when he was lying underneath the cart, he kicked that cart,
shagadam anaupadav divairyastam rudada prabadahadam,
and cried after that, and with the result was that Shagadasura was liberated from that.
Masyasya charanaudak ekahayanamasido kremano vihayasa daityaneya sranavarta mahan kandagrahaduram.
Another demon who had come to kill Krishna, he kept Krishna's his hands very tightly on his throat and sent him back to the spiritual world.
Kujit dayangavastha inye matrabadhamalu gale gachan arjunayor madhye bahubhyam taupadayal.
All these verses are actually the cowherd boys were discussing. Cowherd men were talking about all the wonders, what has happened in the prior to this lifting Govardhana hill. They are talking about that.
Daityaneyas kujit day angavastha inye matrabadhamalu gale gachan arjunayor madhye bahubhyam taupadayal.
When Krishna was tied to a mortar, he pulled the mortar between the two Arjuna trees and they fell down at that point.
Vane sanjarayan valsan saramo balage vrida handukamam bagam dorbhyam mukadori mapadayal.
While travelling in the forest along with his brother Balaram, he decided to kill this Bagasura, Bagam, and pulled its mouth into two pieces and killed him as well.
Valseshu valsarubena pravishandam jigham saya atva nivadayatena kapita anijalilayam.
Valsasura, who joined the group to play with them, Krishna sent them back also by throwing him with such an ease like the fruits are thrown away by the monkeys. In such an ease Krishna did that.
Atva nivadayatena kapita anijalilayam. Khatvara rasabhade deyam dadbandum shabala anida chakre talavanam shemam paribakva bhala anidam.
In talavanam, when they went with Balaram, when Devanugasura came there, at that time, Krishna has, with his brother Balaram, Krishna has got killed him also.
Pralambam khadaito agram balena balashalina amojayal vrudabashun gobam charanya vannida.
When Pralambasura came, Krishna got him killed by his brother Balena.
Balena Balashalina,
with Balaram, killed
Pralambasura also. Amojayal Vrajabashun Gobam Sharanya Vannidaham.
And then protected all of us from the forest fire in one instance.
Ashi Vishadamahindram Damitwamimadam Hadal Prasahyodvasayamanam Chakre Saunurvishodagam.
After that, this great serpent Kaliya, he was also given from Yamuna, he was kicked out by Krishna.
Dustyajascha anuragosmin sarvesham no vrajaugasam nandadetanayam asmaso tasya aulpatika kadham.
It was then, after saying all these things to Nanda Maharaj, they started saying to Nanda Maharaj, we are so much attached to Krishna because in all these different instances he has protected us. But there is still one question in our heart: who is Krishna? We wanted to know, because after all, they thought Nanda Maharaj is his father, isn't it? So Nanda Maharaj should know who he is. This was in their mind when they asked this question to Nanda Maharaj. They said, if you can tell us who this Krishna is. Nanda Maharaj looked at them and started smiling and says, Nanda Maharaj's answer is there. Prior to that, Dustyajascha anuragosmin sarvesham no prajodasam nandate tanaye asmasu tasya aulpatiya katham. Hey Nanda Maharaj, your son, who is he? Please tell us who he is. And how come that we have developed such an attachment for him in our heart? Because all of them from the beginning itself, from appearance day itself, this has started. If you remember in the beginning of the 10th canto, we discussed this, how gopis have come and started developed attachment to Krishna. And by now, by the 7 years' time, initially it started with the gopis. Later on, all the cowherd boys, because of the playing with Krishna, they got satisfied. And the cowherd men and all the other grown-up gopis, they were feeling also tremendous attachment for Krishna because Krishna was protecting them from every danger. So this is the situation. Kwa saptahayino bala ko maha drividharanam tato no jayade shanga brajanadha taval majem. Actually, with this incident of lifting this Govardhana hill, is creating your 7-year-old child is creating a lot of doubt in our mind about his identity. This is what they started saying to Nanda Maharaj. That who is this person? Who is he? They are asking him. Kwa saptahai no bala kwa mahadri vidaranam tato no jayade shanga brajanatha taval majem. Brajanatha, or Nanda Maharaj, who is your son? Please tell us, he says. They say to Nanda Maharaj. So altogether, they approach Krishna with this request. Shri Nanda Vajam Shriyarame Vajo Vajo Govo Yedu Shankajavor Bhage Enam Kumara Muddishya Gargome Yeduvachaham. As far as I am concerned, I don't have any more knowledge than you. This was Nanda Maharaj's answer. All I know about him is when he was given, the name was given to him, at that time the people who were present there, that so many people came there, Gargamuni performed the ceremony, and at the ceremony Gargamuni gave us some information. His horoscope has been written. I got it with me. I'll go and bring that and read it out to you. That's all I can do, he said. What? Because Nanda Maharaj also didn't know what to say. Up to this point, he was as much unaware of Krishna's identity as much as like anybody else. So Nanda Maharaj was also perplexed what to say to them. They are all asking me. So the only thing he could do was to bring the horoscope and start reading it out to them. So he went inside. It was nicely packed in a yellow cloth. Everything kept very safely. Nanda Maharaj has kept it. Our Gargamuni has prepared that for him. So he brought it out and started reading it out. Varnastraikilasyasan grihnadon yugam tanu shuklorekta sadhapidam idanim krishnadam gadaha. That what Gargamuni has told me is that this personality has appeared before in early times also at different bodies in different colors. Shuklam rektam tadhapidam, white, red and yellow forms he has appeared before. Idanim krishnadam gadaham, and now he has appeared as Krishna in Krishna's color, black color. He has appeared. That's all he has mentioned here about him. But he has appeared before in different yugas for different reasons. Pragayam vasudevasya kojit jadastaval majaha vasudevam idi shriman abhijna samprajakshadeyam. That he is also known as Vasudev. Some people call him as Vasudev. So Nanda Maharaj was thinking, maybe in some other lifetime he might have been the son of Vasudev. Who knows? This is what he was thinking like this. So therefore, they are calling him Vasudev. That is what Nanda Maharaj thought. Pragayam Vasudevasya kojit jada tava almaya Vasudevam idi shriman abhijna samprajakshadeyam. Bahuni sandinamani rubani jasudasya de gunakarmani rubani tanyaham vedano janaham. Nanda Maharaj says, Bahuni sandinamani rubani jasudasya deyam. At different times, by different names and different forms, Krishna has been called. And he has appeared in different
guna karmani rubani tanyaham vedano janam.
Who knows about the qualities of Krishna? Who understands Krishna? Nobody understands. But according to different appearances, he has got different names in different bodies. That's all I know.
Eshavashrayamathasyal gopagogulanandana anena sarvadurgani yuyamanjastarishyadam.
One thing I have been told, that gopagogulanandana anena sarvadurgani, you will come through all your obstacles, all your problems, yuyamanjastarishyadam, because of him. That much Gargamuni has told me, he said.
Puranina prajavade sadhavo dasyu pididaha arajake rakshimanam jigirdasyun samedhidaham.
Then Krishna will protect those devotees who are being put into difficulties by the demons, or those who are trying to give pain to them.
Sadhavo dasyu pididaham,
by enemies who are giving trouble to the innocent people.
Arajake rakshimanam jigirdasyun samedhidaham.
And Krishna will protect the pious people, and the demons will be destroyed.
Ya edasmin mahabhaga pridim kurvandi manavaha narayo abhi bhavandi edan ushnu bakshani vasuraham.
Just like those who are devotees of Vishnu, how they cannot be killed by the demons, exactly like that, they cannot be disturbed by the demons. Similarly, Krishna will protect his men properly at all times.
Tosmal nanda kumaroyam narayana samo gunai shriya kirtyanu bhavena tal karmasu navismayaham.
Then narayana samo gunai, at the same time Gargamuni said to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi, in all other things he will be equal to Narayana, Lord Narayana. He will be Narayana himself. Narayana samo gunaihi. That in qualities, he will be equal to Narayana.
Ityudhamam samanishya gargeja sugriham gade manye narayanasyamsham krishnam aklishtakarinam.
In saying all this, like in this way, they were discussing. Gargeja sugriham gade. Garga Maharaj has gone back to his house. And I have understood that probably Krishna is a Krishna is an incarnation of Narayana or something like that. Krishnam aklishtakarinam. Everything that is done very easily without any difficulty by this Krishna, and Krishna seems to be some expansion or incarnation of this Narayanam. Amshavadaram. Narayanasyamsham. Amsham it says here. In other words, in the Srimad Bhagavatam from the very beginning, the one thing what Vedavyasa Maharshi wanted to tell us was, Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not expansion of Narayana. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that even Nanda Maharaj did not know at that time. That is what that is showing. Nanda Maharaj thought that because he was mentioned there, Narayana Samam Gunai, that Nanda Maharaj also did not know that Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That was known to Nanda Maharaj also.
Iti Nanda Maharaj Shrutva Garga Gidam Braja Ugasa Drishta Shudanu Bhavase Krishnasya Amita Dejasaham Mudinananda Manarcho Krishnam Jagada Vismayaham.
And whatever Gargamuni has spoken to Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj has repeated that to the visitors, cowherd boys and the cowherd men and the gopis who had come to inquire about Krishna. They all, drishta shrutanu bhavaste garga gidam vrajogasam. Whatever they were thinking in their mind, all that they have seen in the past 7 years with Krishna, and whatever they have heard about Krishna, and now what Nanda Maharaj has repeated from Gargamuni's words from the horoscope also, they heard everything.
Mudidanandamanarchu krishnam jagadavismayaha.
And they started actually worshipping Nanda Maharaj also with great respect, and started looking at Krishna with a great astonishment. They were so amazed and started looking at Krishna, hearing about his horoscope and all his past activities.
Devevarshari,
at this point, Vedavyasa Maharshi, at this point, an important verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, remembering that form of Krishna at that time, after this particular pastime of Govardhana Hill. ദേവേ വർഷതി യജ്ഞ വിപ്ലവരുഷ വജ്രാശ്മവർഷാനിലൈ ശീതൽപാലപശുസ്ത്രിമാത്മശരണം ദൃഷ്ടുകമ്പുൽസ്മയൻ ഉൽപാട്ടേകരേണ ശൈലമബലും ലീലോച്ചിലീന്ദ്രം യഥ ബിഭ്രൽ ഘോഷ്ടമപാ മഹേന്ദ്രമതബിൽ പ്രിയാന്നമിന്ദ്രോ ഗവാം. ഇൻ ദിസ് പർട്ടിക്കുലർ വേർഡ്സ് വ്യാസ് ഈസ് സെയിങ് ദേ ദേവേ വർഷതി യജ്ഞ വിപ്ലവരുഷാം വജ്രാശ്മവർഷാനിലൈ ദാറ്റ് ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് ദി ഹെവി തണ്ടർ ലൈറ്റ്നിംഗ് ആൻഡ് ക്ലൗഡ്സ് വാട്ട് ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് കോസ്ഡ് ബൈ ദി ഡെമിഗോഡ്സ് and yajna viplava rusham and the heavy rains that have caused also to destroy and how krishna has protected them seedal pala vashustrim atma sharanam and those who have taken shelter of krishna pashupala stri atma sharanam they were all given shelter drishtu anugambyul smayan ulpaateka karena shailam abalom and who took the form of govardhana hill at that point krishna took that form of govardhana hill and that form Krishna has a special form he has manifested. Ulpateya karena shailam abhalo leela chilindram yatha, and who lifted Govardhana hill like the children lift the mushrooms, exactly the same way. Vibhral goshtam apan mahendram apibil adabil priyanam indro gavam. All this was done to crush the pride of Indra, and in that way, and took the position as the Indra of the cows. By protecting the cows and crushing the pride of Indra, he became Govinda. So the next chapter in this, as soon as this is the chapter where how Krishna got the name as Govinda. So prior to that, what has now happened is that Indra goes back to his planet. Indra has done all these things and he has gone and is there, and now Indra and Surabhi decided to come here and start Abhishekam to Krishna. Shri Shugavaja Govardhane Tradeshailam Asara Drakshide Vraje Gologada Vrajal Krishnam Surabhi Shakrame Vajam. So when Govardhana Mountain ഗോവർദ്ധനേന്ദ്രദേശൈലം ആസാരാദ്രക്ഷിതേ വ്രജയം. വെൻ ദേ വർ പ്രൊട്ടക്ടഡ് ഫ്രം ദി റെയിൻ ആൻഡ് കൃഷ്ണ ഹാസ് പ്രൊട്ടക്ടഡ് ദി കവർഡ് ബോയ്സ് ആൻഡ് ദി ഗോപീസ് ഫ്രം ദേ ഗോലോദ അവ്രജൽ കൃഷ്ണം സുരഭി ശക്രമേവചം. സുരഭി ആൻഡ് ഇന്ദ്ര ബോത്ത് ഓഫ് ദം കെയിം ഫ്രം ദി ഹെവൻലി പ്ലാനറ്റ്സ് ഫ്രം ദ ഇന്ദ്രലോകം ദേ കെയിം ഹിയർ. വിവിക്തം ഉപസംഗമ്യ പ്രീതിതാകൃത ഹേളന പസ്പർശപാദയോരേനം കിരീടേന അർക്കവർച്ചസ Vivektam upasangamyam. Now, when they came down, this is also very nice. When Indra came down, Indra saw Krishna was there with all the other friends. 7-year-old boy with all his other cowherd boy's friends. And the gopi is also standing there. So it seems when Indra came there, Indra actually wanted to go and pay the obeisances straight away. But the pride is not allowing him to do that. In spite of all this, what has happened? Indra was waiting for an opportunity. So he was walking here and there, waiting that others will go. Because it's very difficult for Indra when others all start seeing that in front of them, I have to pay obeisances to this 7-year-old boy. So Krishna was finding it very difficult. We are also like that, isn't it? Because we are Indra's relative in many ways. Sometimes when our pride also builds up, we also see, sometimes our pride gets crushed in this world. Then that time we also think an escape route. But at the same time, the pride doesn't go away. And Sri Shugan is making fun of Indra here. You know what he said? Vivikte mubasangamyam. He was looking for some loneliness. Somewhere alone if he'd like to see Krishna. Not in front of others, because Indra's mind was, I have no problem paying obeisance to Krishna, but if all these people start seeing this, what will they think about me? This is what going through Indra's mind. Vivekte upasangamyam. So he was looking for a isolated situation there, which he couldn't find easily. And not only that, Sri Shugan is saying also another thing there. Kiride narkavarchasa. That even after all these things have happened with Krishna, when Indra has come to see him, You know what Indra was doing? He was wearing a crown with full of jewelry and jewels and everything to show to Krishna that I am still, you know, who I am. I am still in charge of the heavenly planets. This was, that pride hasn't gone away yet. It is still there. That is what it shows. After all this, after all creating all these offenses to Krishna, at least while coming to see him, he should come with some humility, without being too much of a showman. But instead our Indra decided that, I'll still go and see him, I'll pay my obeisance, but at least Krishna should recognize who I am. This was the mood still in his head. In other words, the pride has not gone away completely. That is why he used that word, kiride arkavarchasaha. That kiridam, or the crown he was wearing, was still effulgent like the sun, to such a powerful effulgence coming from that kiridam. Krishna doesn't have any kiridam. Krishna was in the forest with the cowherd boys, wearing simple clothes, and also the peacock feather, that's all he had on his head. And such simplicity, Krishna was standing there. And our Indra goes there, fully dressed up like a prince, walks up to Krishna. And still, had to pay your obeisances and looking for a proper opportunity to do that. Kiridena kavarchasa, drishtashudanu bhavosya krishnasya amitadejasa, nashta trilogeshamada indra mahakrada anjalim. That nashta trilogeshamada indra mahakrada anjalim. Somehow the other, he got some courage to do that and came up to Krishna. And with folded hands, the Krishna, Indra started speaking at this point. Then, Krishnasya amida tejasam, having hearing about Krishna's wonderful pastimes and his different activities, Indra's pride has now more or less gone. So he came there and he started speaking with folded hands. Kridanjali, it says, Indra maha kridanjali, Indra vajam. Vishuddha sattvam tavadhama shandam tapomayam dvastarajastamastam maya mayoyam gunasambravaho na vidya dedi grahananubandham. You will notice one thing. When Brahma came and Brahma had his lesson finished, Brahma also glorified Krishna, isn't it? When they wake up from maya, first thing they will say to Krishna is that I was in maya. We also say the same thing, isn't it? When we get into trouble, when we come realize our stupidity, what we have done, oh, devotees will say, Prabhu, I was in maya. Maya or no maya, whatever it is. Once you are in, and once it so happened that sometimes, once, it was only an interesting thing. Once one devotee said to Prabhupada also, that something he did a blunder, and he said to Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, I was in maya. Prabhupada smiled and said to him that, he said, oh, you are now out of it, are you? The way he said to Prabhupada, this is how we are. Our realization of maya is like this, that we think that maya is something that, oh, I can control sometimes with my mind. And we do not even understand what maya is. And not knowing anything about maya, sometimes some silly thing happens and then we start realizing, oh, I must have been in maya, otherwise I would not do that. This is what we think about ourselves, isn't it? We all have a very high opinion about ourselves. So because it's like that, Indra also and Brahma also felt the same thing. So first thing, they'll open up when they start their glorification, they will start with this thing, statement saying that, you are out of maya. That is clear. To Krishna they said this. So that's why it says here, Vishuddha sattvam tava dhama shandam tapomayam dvastarajas tamastam maya mayoyam guna sambravahu na vidyadete grahana anubandha. That this maya can never touch you. You are completely released from maya. Of course there was no question of Krishna was any time inside maya. Maya is under Krishna's control. Knowing very well, Indra should have been careful, but Indra also felt that he was using the excuse that I was in maya, that is why I have done all these things. So he was trying to take shelter of maya for his foolishness or offenses what he did to Krishna.
విశుద్ధ సత్వం తవ ధామ శాంతం తపోమయం దుస్థిరజస్తమస్కం మాయామయోయం గుణ సంప్రవాహో న విద్యతేతే గ్రహణానుబంధా. మాయామయం, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ మాయా. కృష్ణ విల్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ అబౌట్ మాయా మచ్ లైటర్ టు ఉద్ధవ, ది పవర్ ఆఫ్ మాయా ఇన్ లైటర్ ఆన్ ఇన్ ది ఏకాదశి స్కందం. సో గుణ సంప్రవాహం, గుణ సంప్రవాహం మీన్స్ ద త్రీ మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్ సత్వం రజస్ అండ్ తమస్. These things are actually Maya. Maya and these Trigunams, they are not, they are, although in technically speaking, two different names are given to them, but they are expressed in spiritual language in different ways. Sometimes it is mentioned that these Sattvam, Rajas and Tamas, or the goodness, passion and ignorance, are three ropes of Maya by which Maya binds us. That is one way of explaining that. That Maya is nothing but the three ropes by which Maya has tied us into this, in this material world. So Sattvam, Rajas and Tamas, Mayamayam, Trigunamayam, it says like that. In another instance, you will also find that the influence of Maya, or in other words, Maya and the mind is always mixed up. In other words, mind is Trigunalmagam. In other words, Trigunam, or these three gunas, Sattvam, Rajas and Tamas, and the mind is completely together. You cannot separate it out. So together they are. That everything, anytime the thought process going on inside, it is nothing but the activities of these three gunas in us. That is why we are continuously changing plans this way, that way, doing this, that, moving around here, there, everything. For a personality who is self-satisfied, who is properly situated in his spiritual position, his mind will not function like our mind. His mind is not Trigunalmagam. There is no Trigunams inside his mind anymore. He is liberated from the gunas, or the three qualities, three modes of nature, has no influence on him. But so long as the three modes of nature are present in our mind, we will be continuously doing all sides of going here, driving there, running here, running there, this plan, that project, this project. Where is all these projects going to come to an end? And one day drop down and gold is green. The next project. So that, in spite of all these things, we are not unable to stop it. So what has put us into this position? It is nothing but Mayamayam, Trigunalmagam. That Maya, that is what it is inside this mind, activating the mind all the time. I have to do this, I have to go here, I have to do that. This is my family, this is my country, I have these taxes to pay. Inland Revenue will send me my P-45, whatever that is. All these different activities continuously going through your mind. Mayamayam. Mayamayoyam guna sambravaho na vidyate te grahananubandhaha. Kuto nadadhedo mishadal krida lobhadayoye abudalingabhavaha. Tada abhidandam bhagavan bhivarti dharmasya guptyai ghalanigrahayam. So therefore, Indra says there that because of the influence of all these things, I get agitated by ragam, dvesham, lobham, krodham, bhayam, moham, madam, malsaryam, different kinds of manifestations of these three modes of nature. That is what we are all subjected to, which comes in the form of anger, lust, greed, and various kinds of things, and envy, jealousy, passion. These are all the results of that. But such things don't touch you because you haven't got the influence of Maya. They are glorifying Krishna. Kuto nidadhe dvamishadal krida lobhadayo ye abhudam abhudalinga bhavam. All these things are the symptoms of ignorance, isn't it? Ignorance, when it manifests, it comes in these different forms. And that is what we are affected with. Tatha abhidandam bhagavan bhivarti dharmasya guptyai khalanigrahayam. And when such things happen, you come with the rod, stick, and give us one or two. And when you give us, we come to our senses also. Very nice prayers. This is the way we should also pray to Krishna. That every time we get a kick in life from Krishna, then we will come to our senses. But as soon as things start going normal means sense gratification goes on nicely in this world, immediately we forget Krishna. Then we think, oh, it's a bit too difficult to get up in the morning. It's too difficult to go to temple because I've got this to do. My family is coming, so-and-so is coming to visit us. I got this social commitment, that commitment, all these things. As soon as some kick comes, they immediately come back to the senses again. So you can see the similarity between Indra and us, not much different. That's why I always said that Indra is one of our family members. We have to treat him like that. He represents us. All the characters in the Srimad Bhagavatam are like that.
Some of them are telling us, you become like us. Anvaya vidregabhyam. And some other characters are telling us, you don't become like us. And Indra is one who is telling us, don't become like me. This is what Indra's instructions to us. This all the personalities in the Puranas teach us through their activities. Their mentality is very much similar to us in many ways. So from there, what they have experienced in their own activities, they come to the conclusion that they have to instruct us to how to behave and how to act properly. So Indra's instruction is, don't follow me.
Pidagurusvam jagadamadisho durateya kalamuba tadandaha hidaya hidaya sechat anivisamihase manam vidhunyan jagadishamaninam. Pidagurusvam jagadamadisho.
Then Krishna's position is, he is the Father, Supreme Personality. He is the Supreme Spiritual Master. Jagadam adhishom, he is the controller of the whole universe.
Duratyayam kalam upatadandam.
And he also controls the time which no one can overcome. Time, through time he controls us very effectively.
Kalam upatadandaham hidaya svecha tanubis samihasem. That manam vidunya jagadishamaninam.
But when we, people like us, we start thinking that we are also controllers of this whole creation, at that time, Krishna has to act in some way to bring us into our senses.
Ye madhvidajna jagadishamanina stvam vikshakale abhayamashu tanmadam hitva aryamargam prabhajandi avasmayam iha akhalanam ubidenu shasanam.
That whatever you are performing here to teach us, and all your instructions in this matter is only done with the intention of helping us. In other words, Indra was feeling a bit of gratitude to Krishna for bringing him to his senses. That if you have not done all these things, what will happen to me? Indra is thinking that I'll become too proud and I'll start acting, committing more and more blunders. Just like we also think when we get a sudden kick somewhere, then we start thinking, yes, I think Prabhu Krishna has done a favor to me by doing this. We also say like that, isn't it? So similarly, Indra also is repeating the same thing.
Chandam Prabhu Satvamamesharya Vadapludasya Krida Aghasaste Avidusha Prabhavam Chandam Prabhu Darhasimutha Jedaso Evam Punarbhun Madirishame Sadim.
And then ultimately, Indra has one request to Krishna. Please forgive me for my modhatvam, or in other words, my stupidity. That's what Indra said to Krishna. Please forgive me for my stupidity and never again let my intelligence work in this direction. And that was the words what Indra has spoken.
Tavavadaro ayam adokshajeha swayam bharanam urvara janmanam chamubadinam abhavaya deva bhavaya yushma charananu vartinam.
This appearance is that has been done with a special purpose, that is for bringing down the burden on this planet, and also to those kings who are actually disturbances to this earthly planet. So to protect the earthly planet, and also to punish those demons and also the kings who are creating the trouble, you have appeared at this time. And then concluding the prayers.
Namastubhyam Bhagavate Purushaya Mahalmane Vasudevaya Krishnaya Satvadam Padaye Namam. Namastubhyam Bhagavate Krishna Purushaya Mahalmane Vasudevaya Krishnaya Satvadam Padaye Namam.
Eventually Indra started touching Krishna's lotus feet with his crown and started praying like this.
Namastubhyam Bhagavate Purushaya Mahalpane.
That my obeisances to you for all time to come. I should not get this mentality again to do this to you. I have committed that offences that I have learned and realized myself what I have done.
Namastubhyam Bhagavate Purushaya Mahalpane Vasudevaya Krishnaya Satvadam Padaye Namam. Svachandobata dehaya vishuddhajnana murtaye sarvasmai sarvabijaya sarvabhudalpane namam.
That you have accepted this form, you are capable of accepting any form, because ultimately what is your form? Krishna has accepted so many different forms and different times for different reasons you have accepted that. And your personal form is knowledge personified. You are the super soul of every living entity. That is your position. And because you are like that, you are protecting everyone. You are the origin of everything. So whatever Indra knew, according to his understanding, he glorified Krishna.
Mayedam Bhagavan Goshanashaya Sarava Yubhi Cheshtidam Mikade Yatye Maninati Brahmanyunam.
What did I do? Because when I decided to destroy Gokul and give pain to these cows and to destroy the cow, all the cows and the Gokulam, what I have done is Cheshtidam Mikade Yatye Maninati Brahmanyunam. When you stopped the sacrifice for me, I got very, very angry. And that is why how I did this.
Toyesha anugrihidosmi dvasta sambho vrdo adhyama ishwaryam guru almanam tvamaham sharanam gadaham.
That my pride has gone. And saying this, again Indra started paying obeisances to Krishna.
Ishwaryam guru almanam tvamaham sharanam gadaham.
You are my supreme controller. You are my teacher, spiritual master. You are the spirit supreme soul. Like this, Indra concluded the prayers.
Shri Shuka Vaja, Evam Sangirtita Krishna Makhavano Makhavanam Ekegam Bhiraya Vaja Prakasannidam Abraveel.
Krishna stood there and heard all these prayers and looked at Indra and said, that's very nice. You didn't think about all of these things before you did all that, did you? That's why. See the word what Sri Shukana uses there. Megha Gambhiraya Vajam. Sometimes Krishna speaks like with a thunder. Like a thunder he was speaking now. Megha Gambhiraya Vaja Prakasannidam Abraveel. And he started speaking like a Megha Gambhiram. In other words, like the lightning and the thunder, how the thunder comes. With that kind of sound, Krishna has started speaking to Indra. What did he say?
Shri Bhagavanu Vajam. Mayate Gari Makavan, Makabango Nagrihnada, Madhanus Pradaya Nityam, Matasendra Brishriya Brisham.
Indra, don't worry. Whatever I have done is only for your good. He said,
Madhanus Pradaya Nityam, Matasendra Shriya Brisham.
You know what it is. You know that heavenly planet where you live. Because the opulences there is so high, sometimes it will get into your head and you will forget everything. But I thought you should remember me every day sometime, so that thought won't disturb you anymore. It is only for that purpose I have done this to you.
Maya degari makhavan makhabango nugrihnadam madanusmrada yenityam matasyendra shriya brisham.
That also you got an opportunity to see me, Krishna says to Indra.
Mam aishwarya shrimada ando dandavanim napashyadi.
You know, when you get proud with what these things are, the cause of pride in life, isn't it? What are they?
Mamaishwarya Shri Madhandha.
Aishwaryam and Shri. Aishwarya means opulences in life. When one has too much of material opulences and beauty and Shri, all these things when it comes, automatically the pride develops in one's heart. Then, and you know, Krishna says to Krishna had this small stick in his hand, which he was using for tending the cows. And he showed that stick to Indra. And he said to him,
Dandapanim na pashyadi.
Those who do not know, it is for them I am holding this stick. Krishna says, Indra again paid his obeisances then. He had no other choice because that stick is, for what purpose? Krishna said, I keep this stick in my hand. When Vamanamurti appeared earlier, he also had a stick in his hand. He came with that stick to see Mahabali. So similarly, Brahmacharis normally have a stick in the hand. You know, the Brahmacharis are supposed to have a stick with them, according to the original traditional Brahmachari. So Krishna also was carrying the stick in his hand. But this stick, Krishna was saying, Dandabanim na pashyadi. You know, people who became blind, to show them the way, I use this stick. Krishna says. In other words, Krishna was saying, due to Aishwaryam or opulences, and when the pride builds up inside, to bring them to their senses, I use this stick. Have you seen that stick? He says to Indra.
Tam brahmshayami sambalbyo yasya chechami anugraham.
Then, when you have too much opulences, you will forget about me. And with the result was that you will fall down. And in that situation, I have decided to show some mercy to you.
Shamyadam shakrabhadram va kriyadam menu shasanam stiyadam swadhigareshu yuktairvastambha varjireyim.
Then, after saying this,
shamyadam shakrabhadram va kriyadam menu shasanam stiyadam swadhigareshu yuktairvastambha varjireyim.
After that, Krishna said to Indra, you can go back and get back to your job again, what you are doing before. Now, one thing happened prior to this. When Indra went and told Brahma about asking Brahma to negotiate on behalf of Indra, this is how clever Indra is. He will use anybody if it suits him. So he went to Brahma and said to Brahma, can you go and tell Krishna that I have done an offense, that you shouldn't take it very seriously? Brahma says to Indra, I am not going to say anything to Krishna. Not only that he didn't say anything to Indra, what has happened before, but he said something else also to Indra. He said to Indra like this, I tell you one thing, Indra, that if you don't go pay your obeisances now, you will lose your job as well. Because Brahma more or less was sure that he has lost his job. You know how it is when you lose the job in this world. So our Indra also exactly was in the same situation. It was not a redundancy, losing the job. Redundancy is not too bad, but it was losing the job itself. So Indra was told that you will lose your job. Now Krishna is saying, you go back and get back to your job again, he says. So Indra felt a bit satisfied with that statement. So he's feeling a little relief, which you can see also now.
Adhaha Surabhi Krishna Abhivandya Manasvini Susandane Upamandram Gobarubinam Ishwaram.
Went back there to the heavenly planet. When he went there, Surabhi was there. Surabhi is the Surabhi cow. If you remember Surabhi, who is Surabhi? Surabhi is Kamadhenu. The cow is the heavenly planet. She is the mother of all the cows. And this Surabhi, she is capable of offering anything. At the same time, so much milk she offer that she thought about Indra. What did Indra do? Indra went to the earth and he wanted to destroy my children, isn't it? This is what Surabhi was thinking there when Indra went back. Surabhi said to him, come on, let's go now and see Krishna again, he said. And Surabhi came back with Krishna. Surabhi came back with Indra to see Krishna. Surabhi made up her mind. Up to this time, this Indra was considered to be the protector of the cows because Surabhi was under Indra's protection. Surabhi decided, from now on, I don't want this boss anymore. I'll get another manager. A better manager than this old boss. So that is why Shri Surabhi Vajam Krishna Krishna Mahayogin Vishwalman Vishwasambhavaha Bhavada Loganathena Sanatha Vayamachyugam. Addressing Krishna, Krishna Krishna Mahayogin, O greatest among all the yogis. Addressing twice, Krishna Krishna Mahayogin Vishwalma Vishwasambhavaha. Vishwalma, the super soul of the whole universe, all the whole creation. Vishwasambhava Bhavada Loganathena Sanatha Vayamachyudam. Because you were there, you have protected us from this person, Indra, that we are surviving. You should be our protector. Tvamna Varamakam Devam Tvannam Indro Jagalpade Bhavaya Bhavago Vipra Devanam Yecha Sadhavam. Then all these personalities, go, cows, brahmanas, vipras, demigods, they are all brahmanas, cows, everyone, and the devotees, they are all under your protection. Who else is there to protect? You should take care in charge of us as well. Surabhi said this to Krishna. Tvam na paramagam devam, tvam na indro jagalpade, you become our Indra. Tvam na indro jagalpade, bhavaya bhavago vipra devanam yecha sadhavaham. In other words, at that point, on the request of Surabhi, Krishna has took control of the in charge of the cows. Now you know why cows are dear to Krishna. The cows are directly under Krishna's shelter. And it is these cows we send to slaughterhouses. So that's how good we are. And Krishna has given this guarantee to Surabhi. From then onwards, this famous prayer, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hidaya Cha, Jagadhidaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Namam. That this is the position of Krishna. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hidaya Cha, Jagadhidaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Namam. That is Krishna's position. Indram Naswabhikshesyamo Brahmana Nodido Vayam, Avadirno se Vishwalman, Vumer Bhara, Bhara Vanutayim. That Indram Nastva Abhishekshyamo Brahmana Nodidovayam. So Lord Brahma has encouraged Indra and Surabhi to come here. Avadirno se Vishwalman, Vumer Bhara Vanutayim. And you have appeared here, Surabhi said, only to reduce the burden of Mother Earth. That is why you had come here. Shri Shugavaja Evam Krishna Upamandriya Surabhi Payasalpana Jalai Agasha Gangayam Aira Avatakara Uddhudehim. And addressing Krishna like this, Evam Krishna Upamandriya Surabhi Payasalpana Jalai Agasha Gangayam Aira Avatakara Uddhudehim. Indra Surarshabhi Sagam Nodido Devamadrubhi Abhyashinjada Dasharham Govinda Idichabhyadal. At that time, Airavadam came with Agashaganga, the water from the Ganges River, and Surabhi started the first offering of milk Abhishek on Krishna. And that Abhishek which happened on Krishna, that was the first milk offering by Surabhi, with the first class milk by Surabhi offered on Krishna. And at the same time, after that, Airavadam brought the water from the Ganges, from Agashaganga, and offered the water also later on. Abhyashanjada Sharham Govindam Iti Chabhyadal. It was then that Krishna got this name as Govinda. So that is how Krishna's name has come as Govinda. And this particular day was a Ekadashi day, that this has happened. And this incident, because of this, Krishna has obtained this title as Govinda. On that particular instance, on the day of this Ekadashi, when this incident happened, all the great temples in where Krishna is worshipped, they perform a large amount of milk is offered to Krishna on Abhishek and glorified Krishna with the name Govinda. Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya
Gopala Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
ർഷഭിസാഖം നോദിതോ ദേവമാതൃഭി അഭ്യഷിഞ്ചദദാശാർഹം ഗോവിന്ദമിതി ചാഭ്യദാൽ. സോ ദിസ് പർട്ടിക്കുലർ ഡേ വെൻ ഗോവിന്ദ നെയ്മ് കൃഷ്ണ ഗോഡ് ഫ്രം ദാറ്റ് ഡേ ആൻഡ് ഇറ്റ് വാസ് എൻ ഏകാദശി ഡേ ആസ് വെൽ ആൻഡ് ഓൺ ദാറ്റ് പർട്ടിക്കുലർ ഡേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹാസ് ഓഫേർഡ് സോ മച്ച് മിൽക്ക് ആസ് ടു ബേത് കൃഷ്ണ ഓൺ മിൽക്ക് ഓൺ ദാറ്റ് പർട്ടിക്കുലർ ഡേ ഈസ് കൺസിഡർഡ് ബി വെരി ഓസ്പീഷ്യസ്. യത്രാഗതാംസ്തും പുരുനാരദാദയോ ഗന്ധർവ വിദ്യാധര സിദ്ധചാരണാഹ ജഗുർയശോ ലോകമലാവഹം ഹരേ സുരാംഗനാസം നന്ദുർമുദാൻവിതാഹം. തത്രാംഗതാസ്തും പുരുനാരദാദയോ ഗന്ധർവ വിദ്യാധര സിദ്ധചാരണാഹ ജഗുർയശോ ലോകമലാവഹം ഹരേ സുരാംഗനാസം നന്ദുർമുദാൻവിതാഹം. സോ വെൻ ദിസ് തിങ് ഹാപ്പൻഡ് Srinarada Maharshi and others brought their veena and started singing, glorifying Krishna for this. Gandharvas, Vidyadhara, Siddhas and Charanas from the heavenly planets, they also started glorifying Krishna. Jagur Yasho Logamalavaham Hare
Krishna's fame has spread all over because of this particular pastime. Surangana samnandur muda invidaham. All the apsaras women in the heavenly planets, they started dancing out of happiness. Because Krishna has accepted taken shelter of the cows from then on. And Suravi, who is feeding the milk to so many demigods there in the heavenly planets also, they also felt extremely pleased by this act of Krishna. And Krishna got this title as Govinda from then on.
Tam tushtavur devanikaya gedavom vyavagiram chalbhudavushpavrishtibhi lokavaram nurvurdimapnuvam strayo gavastada gamanayan payodhradam.
When this one particular incident happened, lot of flowers were showered on Krishna on that particular day.
Tam tushtavur devanikaya kedavom.
Demigods are the main occupants of the heavenly planets. So they showered flowers on Krishna. And what else?
Logabaram nurmurdimatuvam strayo.
Because of bathing Krishna with milk, what has happened was, immediate result was, it has affected the whole material nature altogether. It started showing its effect on the nature.
Gavastadam gamanayan payodhridam.
The cow started releasing so much milk from their udder, and it was wetting the whole ground with milk.
Nana rasaukha sarido vrushama sanmadhu sravaha agrishtava chaushadhayo girayo abhibhradun manin.
The nature, the change of nature is mentioned here. How by pleasing Krishna, by this act of pleasing Krishna, the result was that everyone else got the benefit from that.
Vriksha asan madhusravaha,
that from the trees and trees, fruits and the honey started coming out from all the trees.
Agrishtamach aushadhayo,
that all the trees have started giving plenty of fruits and flowers also. Apart from that, the medicinal herbs and everything started coming out in bulk.
Girayo bibhradun manin,
and the great mountains, they've started keeping plenty of jewels and other valuable things in their custody.
Krishne abhishikta medani satvani kuru nandana nurvairyanya bhavam stada kuroranya binisargadaham.
By performing this abhishekam to Krishna,
satvani kuru nandana,
the whole material, the whole earthly planet experienced the opulences from the result of that.
Nurvairanya bhavam sadam
and kruranya bin nisargadaha. Enmity between one living entity and the other has completely vanished. The snakes and the mongoose started acting as friends. The lions and the elephants acted friendly. So whatever enmities were there on the earth, that have also vanished.
Iti go gogulabadim govindam vishinjasa anityado yayam shakro brado devadibirdhivam.
Then, at that point, this Govinda Abhishek was performed. After that, Indra took permission from Krishna and went back to his abode, to Indralokam.
Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsyam Samhitayam Dashamaskande Purvardhe Indrastudir Nama Saptavimshodhyaya.
This particular chapter is known as Indrastudhi, and that is how that chapter 27 finishes. Now there is another small chapter. Is this time? So we have some. So in the next chapter, what has happened now is that on one another Ekadashi day, all Nanda Maharaj was fasting. And so by now, two things have happened. Krishna has taught a lesson to Brahma. So, number one. Now, Krishna has taught a lesson to who else? Indra also. Indra has also learned his lesson. Now, the third one Krishna has taken on is Varuna. That you can see in this chapter. What has happened was, on this Ekadashi day, Nanda Maharaj, they were all fasting. And after the Ekadashyam Nirahariyam. So, that's also good to tell us. Ekadashi is supposed to be Niraharam. now eating on Ekadashi. So, if every 15 days, if one has to take one full day fasting, how many in Kali Yugam will survive? I don't know. It's such a difficult thing. And so, Sri Shukan says here, Ekadashyam Niraharam. Niraharam is what is expected from all of us. But then we have modified, simplified a little bit. Fasting from grains and beans. So if you take the grains away, it will give an impression that, oh, I can eat everything else except grains, isn't it? So it also becomes in some other way a convenience. Because things which you don't eat normally, you can eat on Ekadashi day. As long as it's not a grain, it's okay. So then the name came as Ekadashi feast. That's how that name came into existence. Thing called Ekadashi feast. And very freely we say, oh, today Prabhu, it's Ekadashi feast. So feast has to be there, whether Ekadashi or no Ekadashi. So, but Nanda Maharaj is saying here, Sri Shukani is saying to us, Ekadashyam Niraharam, no eating on Ekadashi day. And Nanda Maharaj, this is to show us how strictly Nanda Maharaj even followed Ekadashi. Such an important date in life that there are many, many people even today who follows Ekadashi very strictly. In other words, completely fasting on Ekadashi day. On the day before Ekadashi, that is Dashami day, they eat once in the middle of the day. And Ekadashi day fast totally. Whole night they stay awake, reading this 10th canto or singing some bhajans or kirtans about Krishna, chanting the holy name and spend like that. And on Dwadashi day, they eat once again. And that is how normally Ekadashi is performed by those people who are very sincere and seriously do it. And that is the strict tradition also, that Ekadashi was followed by the Brahmanas in this way. For many, many generations, they did this. Particularly all the women at home, they executed this very strictly. They did that. And because Ekadashi is such an important event in life, in one's life, no other fasting has been given such an importance as Ekadashi. And Ekadashi, if one does not fast, not only that it doesn't bring anything auspicious, it is also considered to be sinful. It is such an important day, Ekadashi. So because of that, on Ekadashi day, this particular thing, Nanda Maharaj very strictly followed all the Vedic injunctions. Just like he wanted to please Indra and perform the sacrifice, Ekadashi also, Nanda Maharaj followed it seriously to please Vishnu. That was the reason behind it. Ekadashyam niraharam sam abhyarchya janardhanam. Janardhanam means Vishnu, referred to Vishnu. So for pleasing Vishnu, Nanda Maharaj used to perform Ekadashi Vratam or fasting Ekadashi day. Snadum nandastu kalindyam dvadashyam jalama vishal. So the next day was Dwadashi. So sometimes it happens that for a few hours in a day, Ekadashi, one day, the majority of Ekadashi in the first day, and some hours on the second day, and the rest of the day is Dwadashi. If that happens, normally Ekadashi is observed on the smaller part which comes later on. Or in other words, the last part of Ekadashi. That is what is considered the day for fasting. So in that case, what will happen is, Dwadashi day, because the rest of the day is Dwadashi, and the day after that, Dwadashi will finish also in a few hours. Just like Ekadashi finished in the first few hours the day before, Dwadashi will finish the next day. When it is like that, what's normally done is, that before Dwadashi finishes, what is known as parana has to be performed. That is, in other words, breaking the fast. Like in the temple also, it's done. They keep the timings properly so that before the Dwadashi finishes, the parana is completed. That is necessary. That is the system. So Nanda Maharaj on that particular day looked at the calendar and found out that Dwadashi was finishing much earlier. So he decided before finishing Dwadashi, before performing this breaking the fast, he wanted to bathe in the river and clean himself, purify, and after that break the fast. With that intention, he went to Kalindi river. Tam grihitva nayal brityo varunasya asurondiyam avijna asurim velam praveshtam udagam nishi. In that process, Nanda Maharaj made a mistake. When he went to bathe in the river Kalindi, it was too early, probably 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And that is not the right time to bathe in the river. Because that time, according to the Shastram, it is known as Asuri Vela, Asura Vela. Asura Vela means that's the time the demons bathe. It's the demons' time in the river. Just like the night time is also broken up into different parts and different activities meant to be performed in the night time. So the bathing time is too early for them to bathe in the river. And without caring for it too much, Nanda Maharaj thought, I'll bathe in the river, come back, and then perform my Dwadashi Parana prior to the break the fast at the time before the prescribed time. And that was the intention behind it.
Tam grihitvanayal brityo varunasya asurondiyam.
Varuna's men came forward and they were unaware of all these things. They caught hold of Nanda Maharaj and brought him to Varuna's palace in the underworld, in the netherworld, where Varuna's planet is situated. They took him there.
Chukrushu stamavashyandam krishnarami idi gopagaha bhagavam sadumashrutya pidaram varuna akhadam tadandiyam gadorajan swanama abhayado vibhum.
When the cowherd men did not see Nanda Maharaj, they went and told Krishna that we can't find Nanda Maharaj anywhere. He has gone to bathe in this river and it looks that crocodile has caught him. That's how they said to Nanda Maharaj, that some crocodile or something like that in the water must have caught him, and Nanda Maharaj has gone. Krishna says, I can't live without seeing my father, Krishna says, and went straight and jumped into the water. That's what Krishna did. Krishna went in and he understood the situation. He went to the Varuna's world straight away, Varuna's palace. So for some time, Krishna was also not coming back. And all these cowherd men, cows and the cow and the gopas, cowherd boys, they were all standing there and they were saying, Nanda Maharaj is gone. Now the sun is also gone. And no, we can't see where they have gone. Nobody has. They started looking at each other and they were saying to each other, what an unfortunate people we are, that Krishna has gone like this to looking for his father. And it's quite a few hours now, there was no sign of any one of them returning either. And they were getting into terrible anxiety about it.
Tadandiyam gadorajan swanama bhedo vibhum.
Then,
praptam viksha krishigesham lokapala sabaryaya mahatya pujayitvaha tadarshanamaholsavam.
When Krishna arrived at Varuna's palace, Nanda Maharaj was sitting nicely there. Varuna understood who Nanda Maharaj is, immediately asked for apologies. What? My servants, ignorant servants have done this. See, Varuna is little bit more intelligent than Indra. Did not make such blunders. When the servants made a mistake, openly straight away admitted and said to Nanda Maharaj that my servants have done this mistake, and he started worshipping Nanda Maharaj at that time. Nanda Maharaj could not understand all these things. Suddenly goes into the water to bathe, and he ends up in Varuna Lokam. And Varuna starts offering all this. And by now the sun also arrives there. Krishna arrives there. And Krishna saw Varuna's mood. Did not take it very seriously, the offense Varuna has done. And Varuna worshipped Krishna and Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Baba, very nicely. Not only that, he worshipped them. Also gave a lot of presents to Nanda Maharaj. Varuna has also a lot of wealth in his control. So very special presents Varuna offered to Nanda Maharaj and to Krishna and sent them back. When they came back to the surface, father and son walks out together from the river. And all these cowherd men and everyone who was standing on the river shore, they felt extremely happy seeing Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj had to say a lot of things. Before that, Varuna's prayers to Krishna.
Adhyami Varuna Vajam, Shri Varuna Vajam. Praptam Vikshakrishigesham Logavala Sabaryaya Mahatya Pujaitvaha Tadarshanamahol Savaha Shri Varunavajam Adhyame Nibrado Deho Devartho Adhigadam Prabho Twalpadavajo Bhagavan Navabu Paramadvanam.
Varuna says to Krishna, today I got the benefit of having this material body, of this my body, because I had your vision. I was able to see you. That was my good fortune for being to be ready for liberation.
Adhyame prado deho devartho digada prabho ത്വൽപാദഭോജോ ഭഗവൻ വാവു പാരമധ്വനം.
That on your lotus feet they worship for surrendering to you, and they wanted to ultimately come to that, achieve that lotus feet. Therefore they worship you, and I have the good fortune.
Namastubhyam bhagavate brahmane paramatmane na yatra shruyate maya loka srishti vikalpanam.
In every prayer you can notice,
namastubhyam bhagavate brahmane paramatmane,
addressing Krishna as the Supreme Brahman and Super Soul, Paramatma. And then,
na yatra shruyade maya.
Maya has no influence on you. Maya cannot touch you. You are above this maya.
Na yatra shruyade maya loka srishti vikalpana.
That loka srishti, the creation of this world, is done by you in different ways, only for this reason.
That mama pyanugraham ajanada mamagena moodhena karyavedina ani doyam tavapida talbhavan shandu mahadim. Ajanada mamagena,
that my servants who does not know anything, they are ignorant people.
Then moodhena akaryavedina,
without knowing the reality of the situation, in stupidity they have done these things.
Ani doyam tavapida,
they have brought your father here. Tal bhavan shandu marhadi, you should forgive me for their offenses. So if the servants make a mistake, who should apologize? The boss should apologize, isn't it? The boss should ask for forgiveness. And that's exactly what Varuna has done. His servants has done a mistake, so he asked for forgiveness. And Krishna had nothing to say anything after that.
Mama apyanugraham Krishna kartumarhasya sheshadrak govindaniyadamesha pidade pidruvelsalam.
Oh, my dear Govinda, you have, please take your father with you and please bless me.
Mama apyanugraham Krishna kartum arhasya sheshadrak govinda niyanamesha pidade pidruval salam.
That showing, seeing Krishna's affection for Nanda Maharaj, even Varuna was moved by that concern of Krishna and attention, and how quickly Krishna arrived on the scene to take Nanda Maharaj back. So when they came back, Sri Shukan says there that Nanda Maharaj and Krishna arrived back with the others who were present there.
Evam prasadita Krishna Bhagavan Ishwareshwara adayagal sobidaram bandhunam chavagan mudam.
That when Krishna came back with Nanda Maharaj, everyone was extremely pleased and blissful. They felt so happy seeing Nanda Maharaj and Krishna together.
Nandastodindriyam drishtva lokapala mahodayam krishneja sannadim tesham nyadibhyo vismido bravil.
Nanda Maharaj, after coming back, what did he say? He said to everybody there, after seeing the opulence of Varuna, and Nanda Maharaj was completely amazed by the opulence of Varuna, and he came back and started saying to everybody that he went to Varuna's place and Varuna lived such an opulent life there, and that Varuna was paying obeisances to Krishna. Seeing all these things, Nanda Maharaj was in a shock,
and he says there, krishneja sannadim tesham nyadibhyo vismido bravil.
That devotion of Varuna to Krishna, when Nanda Maharaj saw that, vismido bravil, he was in total astonishment at that time.
Ted ausukya diyo rajan matva gopastami ishwaram apina sugadim sushmam upadasadari ishwara.
All these stories, all these incidents, what Nanda Maharaj has reported like this. By now, the cowherd boys and the cowherd men and the gopis have come to one conclusion. What is that?
Tau te tualsukhyadiyo rajan matva gopastam ishwaram apina swagadim sushmam upadasadhi ishwaraha.
They started realizing that Krishna is not an ordinary person. He is Ishwara, he is controller, Supreme Lord himself. But somebody comes and tells you that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, that's very good. But still, in their mind, they were thinking, how can we also know Krishna's position? Where does Krishna live normally? And what does he do? Naturally, isn't it, when you get to know some great personality, you need to, out of normal mind, curiosity in their mind, they started thinking like this, that they started thinking that if we could see Krishna's abode and all other things associated with Krishna, how nice it would be. Because Nanda Maharaj came back and told about Varuna. After hearing about Varuna, our cowherd boys, they were ordinary people. They were thinking that if we could also get a chance to go and see Krishna's opulences and where Krishna's abode is, all these things, how nice it would be. These thoughts came to their mind. When such a thought came to their heart, came to their mind, Krishna also thought, maybe I should show them who I am. To some extent, that thought came up at the same time, Krishna's mind also. That's what has happened in a few verses next. Iti svanam sa bhagavan vijnaya akhiladrik swayam sankalpa siddhaye tesham kripayai tada chintayel. That Krishna thought, understood their manogadam. Manogadam means their thoughts in their vijnaya sankalpa siddhaye tesham kripayai tada chintayel. Krishna's mercy started coming out. He became felt merciful. He also felt that I should show them an opportunity to see the my about who I am. Janovai logam, here Sri Shukan says something important. Janovai logame edasmin avidya karma karma bhi uchavajasu gadishu naveda swam gadi brahman. Living entity, when he comes to this world, what does he do? Avidya kama karma bhi. You will find in the Srimad Bhagavatam this statement in many places. According to Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Sukadeva Goswami, when the living entity comes here, the first thing he engages is in avidya. Avidya means total ignorance. But for us to admit that we are in ignorance, we have to get somewhere around 50 or 60. That's when we start thinking how ignorant we were. Up to that time, we are thinking, so avidya or ignorance that has come with us when we took birth in this world, what prompts that? It actually creates kama karma bhi, desire for different material desires starts building up in the mind. And when different material desires builds up, then the activity starts after that. So first time, ignorance. From ignorance, material desires. From material desires, activities. All different kind of karmam. And with the result of karmam, what is the result? The bondage. Sinful activities, and the result, more and more generating new material bodies. This is what happened, Sri Shukan says here. Janu vailogame dasmin avidya kama karma bhi. Ordinary people are not aware of all these things. Avidya kama karma bhi. Then, uchavaja sugadishu. They keep going up and down, accepting different bodies, sometimes in the higher planets, sometimes in the lower planets. This rotation begins here. Higher planets, middle planet, lower planets, middle planet, higher planet. One after the other, keep moving in this circle within this universe. And that is the next thing what happens to the living entity. Uchavajeshu. Uchavajasugadishu naveda swam gadi brahman. In different things, one gets absorbed in life. And the result is that, naveda sugadim brahman. Is it not, think about this, is it not our condition also? That uchavajeshum, that we go up and down, change our bodies in one body to another. Not knowing our true identity as spirit soul. That we, our original identity, according to Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, is that we are spirit soul. And that is our true consciousness. Our pure consciousness is that we are situated within the self, in which condition our position is Krishna conscious, not material consciousness. But when material consciousness influences us so strongly, and we start changing bodies in this world, the result of that is that uchavajasugadishu naveda swam gadim brahman. This brahmanam, this beginning, starts this rotation in the material world in different bodies, begins at that point. And it continues. And iti sanchintya bhagavan mahakarunigo hari darshayamasa lokam swam gopanam tamasaparam. And at that point, and these cowherd boys also were in the same situation. So Krishna decided to show some mercy to them and took them to Vaikuntha straight away from there. Iti sanchintya bhagavan mahakarunigo hari. Then all merciful, great merciful personality, the supreme personality, Krishna decided to take them and show them his abode, Vaikuntha Lokam. Then, Darshayamasa Lokam, his own abode, he showed it to him. Swam Gopanam Tamasaparam. Tamasaparam means Vaikuntha Lokam, which is beyond the material modes of nature, or the three modes of material nature. Beyond than that, Vaikuntha Lokam, Krishna has showed them to the cowherd boys and to all his friends who were there. Krishna decided to show this to them. Satyam, and the next verse is a description of Vaikuntha Lokam. And this particular verse is more or less similar to the many verses in the Upanishads also.
Satyajnanam anandam yal brahma jyoti sanadanam yadivashyanti munayo gunavaye samahidaha.
This is the nature of Vaikuntha Lokam. Satyam, jnanam, anandam. Eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss.
That brahmam anandam satyajnanam anandam yal brahma jyoti sanadanam.
That is the eternal world, spiritual world is, nature of the spiritual world is discussed there.
Yadhi vashyanti munayo gunavaye samahidaham.
And it is this that the great yogis and the munis, they meditate, which this particular world is beyond the gunavaye samahidaha, where three modes of material nature doesn't exist. It is, the three modes exist only in the material world. It doesn't exist in the spiritual world. So, those who are released from the material world, from these three modes of nature, their place of residence is Vaikuntha Lokam. So, mentioning that, Sri Shukan is saying here, great, great yogis and jnanis who are already liberated, it is that them who reside in these places, the great devotees also.
So, munavaye samahida aham, and yededu brahmahradam nidamadna krishnena chodhradaha, Dadrusha Brahmano Logam Yatra Krurodhyagal Puraham.
After this, said Brahmahradam Nida Madna Krishna Jodhradaham. Krishna showed them the Brahmalogam also and took them to Krishna Jodhradaha Dadrusha Brahmano Logam Yatra Krurodhyagal Puraham. Later on, in one of the chapters, we will see in the same 10th canto. Then when Akrura was taking Krishna and Balaram to Mathura, on the way Akrura also stopped the chariot. And when Akrura went to bathe in the Kalindi river, at that time when he went into the river, what did he see there? He saw Krishna there inside the water. He got confused. Krishna and Balaram were sitting in the chariot. So he got up and looked at the chariot. When he looked at the chariot, he saw Krishna and Balaram sitting there. And Krishna was smiling from the chariot, seeing the confusion Akrura was going through. So this comes later in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that particular pastime. So Sri Shugan is referring to that here. It says here, Yatra Akruro Adhyagal Puraham. And this happened in what is place is known as Akrura Ghat. When you, in Vrindavanam, you can still go there, Akrura Ghat. And that is where this particular pastime happened, Akrura Ghat. Where Akrura saw Krishna inside the water, on the way from Vrindavanam to Mathura. So, similarly, here also, exactly like that, how Akrura saw inside the water Krishna and Balaram, in the same way, here, our friends, Krishna's friends, they were in Vaikuntha standing there, watching everything. What did they see? They saw this bed of snake for lying there. When they carefully looked at it, they saw our Krishna baby lying on that bed. And when they looked at the snake, they also saw Balaram on the hoods sitting there. This is what they saw. And everyone in the Vaikuntham were offering prayers to them with awe and reverence to them. And cowherd boys and the cowherd men and the gopis, they were not accustomed to all these things with Krishna. They are used to, in Vrindavan, in their simple life, always engaged in bringing Krishna, playing with him, and offering him fruits and sweets and milk, asking him to sing a song, or play with him, or ask him to dance, and engaging him in services, kissing him, hugging him, and they had a completely different relationship than what they saw in Vaikuntham. So gopis started looking at each other and they said to one another, we don't want to be here. If it is like this, what Vaikuntham has said? What is the point in like this, if it is to be like this with Krishna? We are not used to this. This was their inside thoughts. And they thought, we have no freedom here. Everyone is standing there, chanting all the mantras, and Vedas are recited constantly. And everything in opulence is offered to Krishna. What is this Vaikuntham? It is nothing compared to what Vrindavanam can offer. These thoughts, when they thought to the gopis, and Krishna started realizing, gopis' mind was feeling for Vrindavanam, where they could look after and play with Krishna nicely and enjoy Krishna's association as one among them. Immediately Krishna brought them back from Vaikuntha back to this world again. And that is the conclusion. Tedu brahmakalam idhamadna krishnena chodradaha dadushir brahmano logam yatra akruro dhyagal puram nandadesudam drishtva paramanandanur vradaha krishnam janatra janthobi stuyamanam suvismidaha. Look at the way it mentions there. Nandayadayastudam drishtva paramanandanur vradaha. Nandamayaraj and others were seeing this and they were feeling extremely amazed by the scene, what they saw there. What? Krishnam cha tatra chandhovi. All the Vedic mantras, the language is called chandasa. So, with such powerful and elevated mantras, Krishna was being glorified in the Vaikuntha planet. Stuyamanam suvismidaham. And when they saw this, they were in absolute amazement of what has happened there. And when that thought, the moment that thought came to them, Krishna brought them back here to this world again, to Vrindavanam. So it is at that point that that particular pastime finishes. Varuna has also learned his lesson now. But Varuna had a less hard time compared to Brahma and Indra. Now four are over. Brahma, Indra, and Varuna is over, isn't it? Three demigods had gone through their lessons. Now is the most important lesson in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which begins now. And from now on, the next five chapters in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they are one of the most important chapters because they are called as Rasa Panja Adhyayi, the five chapters referring to Krishna's Rasa dance. One may wonder why these chapters are so important, because to defeat these demigods like Brahma, Indra and Varuna is not so difficult according to Sukadeva Goswami. They are not so difficult people to deal with. But the next one, Kamadeva, he is the most difficult one. Because he is the most difficult one, he tries very, very hard to bring Krishna under control. And Krishna has shown his position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the next five chapters. And therefore, they are called Rasa Panchadhyayi, and that is where Kamadeva, or the Cupid, has been brought under control, where he lost his his authority also. So, one after the other, throughout all this 10th canto, what do you see? You'll see, on the one hand, the demons are leaving the body, going back to the spiritual world. On the other hand, demigods are coming one after the other and surrendering to Krishna in one way or the other. Is there any difficulty now to accept Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? If one has still doubts the position of Krishna, here is Srimad Bhagavatam, and the personality like Sudeva Goswami is pointing out to us that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything else comes from Krishna. Lord Shiva had to accept at one point that under the influence of Maya, under the influence of Mohini Devi, Lord Shiva also got victimized by this Kamadeva, isn't it? If you remember, before the at the time of the when the nectar was brought out from the by churning the milk ocean, when Krishna took the form of Mohini Murthy, and when Lord Shiva came with Sri Parvati and children to Vaikuntha to see Mohini Devi, and Mohini Devi, when she showed her form, what actually happened was Lord Shiva was affected by Kamadeva. Or this Cupid's influence affected, in other words, even Lord Shiva, who is the greatest of all the yogis, even his heart was, at that moment, his mind started moving. It started, he also got affected by that. So if Lord Shiva also can be affected, you can imagine how powerful the power of this Kamadevam or Cupid is. His arrows are considered to be so powerful. Great sages, they fall. Vishwamitra has fallen down. So many others has fallen due to this. That is why it is considered to be the most difficult thing to control. And Lord Shiva has also got victimized by that. And here is Krishna handling Kamadeva with the greatest ease in the next five chapters. So we will begin this Rasa Panchadhyayi on next Sunday, which is the Rasa Krida and Rasa Dance. And the five chapters will continue along with that. I will stop there. It's almost 7:30. And we'll continue next Sunday. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.